Well, good morning, everyone. What a great day to be in the house of the Lord. Why don't you stand with us, and let's just spend a little time just thanking our Savior and Lord and Master for all that he's done. Let's worship our King.
Chain, oh God, you have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God, you have done great things. And hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. And hallelujah, God, above it all. Hallelujah, God, unshakable. Hallelujah, you have done great things. You've done great things. Oh, hero of heaven, you conquered the grave. Free every captive and break every chain, oh God. You have done great things. We dance in your freedom, awake and alive. Oh Jesus, our Savior, your name lifted high, oh God. You have done great things. You have done great things. Oh God, you do great.
Give the Lord a hand clap this morning. Amen, 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 amen. Has the Lord done great things for you? Come on. Has he been better to you than you deserve? Amen, amen, and amen. Well, let's just dedicate this service unto the Lord. Let's just lift up. Would you lift up your hands this morning? Lord, we lift up our hands in dedication to you. Lord, as we will continue to lift up our voices today to you, Lord, as we lift up our needs to you, Lord, as we lift up all that is going on in our lives, Lord, we give everything we have unto you today, and Lord, we also give you this service this morning. Lord, we ask right now that you would be in this place, Lord, that you would be in amongst your people. Lord, that everything that happens here is orchestrated, is directed by your hand. And Lord, we pray right now, Lord, that the great things you've done in our life would just solidify our faith in you, knowing, God, that nothing is impossible with you. And so, Lord, we praise you and we thank you. We give you this service today in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Would you turn and would you greet someone this morning? Just tell them, hey, I'm glad you're in the house of the Lord.
in Jesus Christ. Right now, wherever you are, if God is...
When we get to heaven, there'll be no more crying. There'll be no more pain. It's going to be joy unspeakable and full of glory. I belong there. You belong there. That's our home. But while we're on this planet, we will have to fight.
Women's Ministry Conference is coming up. It'll be September 9th and 10th, and ladies, want to encourage you to be a part of the conference this year. My wife, Kelly, will be leading, so Kelly, wave your hand. She's set up here at the front. Yes, she's going to lead you guys' trip to the conference, and if you look in your bulletin, there's a breakdown of the cost depending on when you register. They've got a discount for seniors or for students. If you're 12 to 24, you can go for a discounted price. But if you look really quickly, it says, make a note that the early bird registration is literally this coming week. So if you want to go, and you want to get in on the early bird registration, then you need to tell Kelly today that you're wanting to go. We will keep registration open beyond that, but today would help you to save a little bit of money, about $20. And so we'd love for you to be able to be a part of that. And once again, you can see my wife for all the details as far as when you're leaving and where you're going to go eat husbands, how you're going to survive watching the kids, and all the details that we need. So, amen. Amen on that. Well, hey, I was serious about that. Want to say welcome to church. Welcome, and see some familiar faces. See some faces I haven't seen in a while, but I'm happy to see them. And we want to say thank you for being here today. If this is your first time here, there is a visitor card in the seat back in front of you. And if you would grab that card and fill it out, place it in the offering bag. It's going to pass in a little bit. Give us a record of your attendance. Helps us to know you came and you hung out with us today. And we really appreciate that. And once again, we just want to say welcome. Welcome to Noble Assembly of God. You're a visitor the first time, your family after that. And so thank you for being here. I want to also say that we're right in the midst of our 30-day fast and prayer. And we're praying for our nation. We're praying for our churches that need revival and for our nation and all that's happening in it. If you watch the news at all, which try to limit that, let me just say that. You know that our nation needs prayer. Amen. Amen. And so I want to encourage you to be fasting in some way, whether it be a meal, whether it be social media, whatever it is. We just ask that you participate in some way. And we're 7 days in. I can't believe it already. And so we've got about 23 to go. And we just want to continue to encourage you to be a part of the fast. If you haven't started yet, you can start now, all right? And join on. And the train is not moving so fast that you can't get on, all right? So jump on board and let's do this together. Want to once again congratulate our young ladies who are going to be crowned Honor Stars and Friends Club graduates. And you may notice that their names are on the sign, the church sign. So today, as you're driving out of the park, parking lot, take a second look, and you'll see that we put their names out there and just said congratulations to them. And if you want to be a part of seeing them and their ceremony, it will be at Crossroads this Saturday coming up at 1 p.m. And so we want to congratulate them. And then we're going to have connect groups. Keep your ears open for all of that. We're working on getting all that ready. And that's just about 5 weeks away. Okay? So we ask the ushers to come as we receive of the tithe and offering this morning. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. Last week we did the missions service and talked about the Denver missions trip. And then I spoke and... And so we tried to get the slideshow going, and it didn't work. And so I promised you that we would try to get it to go today. And so I'm going to pray over the tithe and offering, and you're going to get to enjoy the slideshow from our missions trip and all that we did, okay? Lord, we thank you so much once again for all you blessed us with. Lord, bless the giver and bless all that's given. Multiply it in Jesus' name. Amen.
his enemies will run for sure. There's no doubt. And the enemies in this nation that is coming against us, against God's church and God's people, they will run because God will move.
Oh, his enemies will run for sure.
His enemies will run for sure.
And the church will stand, she will endure.
The church will stand, she will endure.
Oh, he holds the keys of life, our Lord. Death has no sting, no final word. Our God is the God who saves. Our God is the God who saves. Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever. Let God arise. Let God arise. Our God reigns now and forever. He reigns now and forever.
Aren't you glad that he reigns now and forever? Father, we just thank you today. We just give you praise and glory. For you are such an awesome God that as we go and we fast this month and pray for our nation, Father, we expect, we in faith stand believing that there will be a move, that things will start to change in mighty and miraculous ways, because we know that you are in control and that there is nothing that is planned or expected to happen that you are not in control of. And so we praise you, Father, today. We just glorify your name, for you are our Redeemer. You are our Savior, and you will stand, and all else will fall away. And we praise you and glorify you for that. Verse again.
And you call the sun to rise, and you lay it down to rest, and you hold this heart of mine, and you hold my every breath. Such an awesome God, so mighty, so holy, so wonderful. Such an awesome God, so
holiness. As we pray for our nation, we're sending incense into his presence. And that's what we want to do.
Day and night, night and day, let incense arise. Worthy.
without the music this time. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. Oh, Lord.
Sing that again.
Lord, we exalt you today. Lord, we acknowledge you today, Lord. We cast our praise to your throne. We send up that sweet-smelling incense of prayer and praise and worship to thy throne. Lord, we just pray that your kingdom come and your will be done in this service this morning. Meet every need here today. You know where every person is at in their walk with you. You know what needs they have on their heart and mind. We ask, God, that you move across this sanctuary today and that you touch and meet everyone. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. Lord, we lift up Terry and Marcia Girth's sister's family as her sister Mary's husband, Tim, passed away. I pray that you would just comfort them. Lord, we just pray your peace settle upon this family right now. We pray that you'd continue to be with Larry Newell as he's recovering from major surgery. I pray that you just heal his body, Lord. Be with my mom as she has back surgery this Thursday. I just pray for a successful surgery, that everything goes well. Father, we pray for all the students, teachers, staff that's headed back to school this week. We just pray for a good year. We pray that you would just be with each one. Father, we pray for our nation today. We pray for America. We pray, God, that you would heal our land. Send a great move of your spirit across the U.S. We thank you, God. We thank you, God. Praise you, Jesus. Just give the Lord praise right now. Thank you, Lord. Come on, let's lift our voices to the Lord and thank him and praise him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let your will be done. Thank you, God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Praise your name, God. Praise your name, O God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Yes, Lord, we exalt your name. We lift up your name. We praise you, Jesus. Thank you, God. Glory to God. Sing that one more time, softly. I exalt thee. I exalt thee. isn't the presence of the Lord so wonderful? Thank you, Jesus. You may be seated this morning. Thank you, worship team. Thank you, Zach, for filling in for Don this morning. Don and Sandra's on vacation, so amen. Take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 89. Psalm chapter 89. Thank you, Pastor Phil, for preaching a great message and talking about the Denver trip last week. We tuned in online as we were traveling back from Houston, so we was here in spirit and on the internet with you. Amen. Psalm 89, verses 15 through 18. Titled the message this morning, The Joyful Sound. The Joyful Sound. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. The joyful call to worship. For they will walk in the light of your presence, Lord. They rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation. They exult in your righteousness. You are their glorious strength. It pleases you to make us strong. Yes, our protection comes from the Lord, and he, the Holy One of Israel, has given us our King. Father, we pray your blessing upon the message this morning, upon the communion that we will receive at the end of the message. We just pray, Lord, that you would be lifted up and exalted, and that we would be strengthened and encouraged and inspired in our faith of the great, awesome, and wonderful God that we serve. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm reminded of the first few lines of that old gospel song, Jesus Saves. How many of you remember that song? We have heard the what? The joyful sound. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. Spread the tidings all around. Jesus saves. Jesus saves. I would say that these words, Jesus saves, are the very best sound you could ever hear. Would you agree with me on that? The very, very best sound you could ever hear is somebody to tell you that Jesus loves you, that Jesus saves. These words are literally the difference between life and death, between joy and sorrow, between hope and despair, between heaven and hell. Jesus saves. Say that with me. Jesus saves. The joyful sound. Aren't you thankful that Jesus saves this morning? Look back at verse 15. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. Does anybody out here today want to be happy? Raise your hand if you want to be happy. I believe everybody in here wants to be happy. When we hear and respond to that call to worship, to the only one and true God, we are on the road to happiness. Amen? Does it mean we will never go through a trial? Does it mean we will never have a problem, that we will never experience sorrow? If I told you yes, I'd be lying to you. It doesn't mean that we will never experience any kind of a loss. The Bible says the rain falls on the just and on the unjust. The storms come whether your house is built on the sand or whether it's built on the rock. We still face the storms. However, aren't you glad I put a however in there? However, we have a divine, all-powerful, almighty, omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent God who is there to help us, to lead us, to guide us, to take us through no matter what kind of storm we face. Hallelujah. He is present everywhere. He is all-powerful and all-knowing. The Bible is full of accounts of people who, though they walked with God, encountered great trials. It's easy to recount some of the people in the Bible. The first one that comes to your mind is probably the first one that came to my mind when I think of a person who experienced a very great trial. And who would that be? Job. See, we were all on the same page there. Job, he went through a ton of different things. Boy, I tell you what, if anybody had a trial, Job did, lost his family, lost his farm, lost everything but his wife and himself. I think of David. David faced some giants. David experienced some trials. I think of Ruth. She lost her husband. She went through a famine. She moved off to a foreign country that she knew nothing about and lived with people that she knew nothing about. Peter denied the Lord. Peter had his ups and downs with the Lord. The Apostle Paul was imprisoned. He was stoned. He was shipwrecked. He went through all sorts of trials and battles to bring us the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. I think of Joseph, sold by his brothers and put in prison, and all of the different things that Joseph went through. I think of Jonah, who really had a whale of a time in his experience. Oh, my goodness. I think of Esther, how her people was about to be killed, her entire family. All of these people, they walked with God, they loved God, but they experienced trials. But every last one of them, and thousands of people down through the ages since, would still say, but God was faithful. God was faithful. The whole chapter of Psalm 89 is this fact about God's wonderful faithfulness. That's the whole chapter. Look with me at just the three or four verses here about God's faithfulness. Psalm 89, 1 and 2 says, I will sing of the Lord's unfailing love forever. Young and old will hear of your faithfulness. Your unfailing love will last forever. Your faithfulness is as enduring as the heavens. How about verse 14? Righteousness and justice are the foundation of your throne. Unfailing love and truth walk before you as attendants. Down at verse 20, here we see God's faithfulness to David. We spoke of him a moment ago. He says, I have found my servant David. I have anointed him with holy oil. I will steady him with my hand. With my powerful arm, I will make him strong. His enemies will not defeat him, nor will the wicked overpower him. I will beat down his adversaries before him and destroy those who hate him. My faithfulness and unfailing love will be with him, and by my authority he will grow in power. I kind of think you could put your name there. I think you could say, I have found my servant Pastor Phil. I have found my servant Zach. I have found my servant Randy, or any other people here that know the Lord. God treats us. He's no respecter of persons. He treats us alike. We're his kids, and he's going to take care of his kids. Amen? That was a weak amen. Amen? That's better. We have a wonderful hymn that we sing that says that very thing. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new what? New mercies I see. All I have needed, thy hand hath provided. Thankful for God's faithfulness. In verses 15 to 18, it goes on to say why those who hear the joyful call to worship, the joyful sound, are so happy. So I want us to look at that this morning. Why are people that hear the joyful call to worship, that hear the joyful sound, why are they happy? Because it says happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. And then the rest of the next three verses and that verse talk about why that is. So we're going to give you, I believe there's five reasons why we're happy. So let's check it out. First of all, for they will walk in the light of your presence. They will walk in the light of your presence. God's presence is with them. Remember that when you're feeling down, when you're having a bad day, when you're alone or you're feeling scared. Remember that as a child of God, God is with you. Sometimes we know that, but we don't think that or remember that at each precise moment when we're going through something. Remember the children of Israel and their wilderness wanderings? They had a pillar of cloud by day, and what did they have at night? a pillar of fire by night, which was the presence of the Lord that led them all through their journey. Exodus chapter 14, verse 20 says, the Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the wilderness. The Lord went ahead of them. I'm glad the Lord goes ahead of us, aren't you? He guided them during the day with a pillar of cloud, and he provided light at night with a pillar of fire. This allowed them to travel by day or by night. And the Lord did not remove the pillar of cloud or the pillar of fire from its place in front of the people. Again, we see God's faithfulness in action. Everybody say, God's faithfulness. Amen. And if he was faithful to Israel, he certainly will be faithful to you. In our day, the Lord's presence is not only with believers, but it's in believers. The Bible says we are temples of the Holy Spirit, of the Holy Ghost. The Lord longs for his children to acknowledge him as they go through their day, to remember that he's with them. I love one of my favorite verses in the Old Testament is Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, and I especially like the King James Version. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, what? Acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Acknowledge that he's with you. Another verse that I really like is Isaiah 26, 3. It says, you will keep in perfect peace all who trust in you, all whose thoughts are fixed on you. He will keep in perfect peace all those who fix their thoughts on the Lord. It doesn't just say he will keep in peace. He said he will keep in perfect peace. What do you suppose the difference is between peace and perfect peace? I think perfect peace means total peace, complete. That word perfect means complete, altogether, perfect. He will keep in perfect peace all who keep their minds on the Lord. So whether you're going to Walmart or Super C, or whether you're going to the bank, or you're cleaning your house, or you're mowing the yard, whatever you do, say, Lord, I acknowledge that you're with me right now. Thank you, Lord, that you're with me right now as I'm during this heat mowing my yard. Thank you, Lord, that as I push this vacuum cleaner, you are with me. Totally acknowledging him every moment, every way, every day, acknowledge God. Every way and every day, acknowledge, no matter what you're doing. You know, I kind of think if we did that, we would mess up less often. I think we would probably sin less often. I think we would not get in the flesh if every single moment we acknowledge, Lord, I thank you that you're with me. If I keep my mind stayed on you, he will keep me in perfect peace. Amen. So no matter what you're doing, acknowledge that the Lord's presence is with you. Walk in his presence. Amen. I think we'd have less problems of getting in the flesh if we realize God is with us. We would have less trouble with that besetting sin that seems to get us in trouble if we realize, God, you are with me right this second. You were with me as we were worshiping a while ago, Lord. You're going to be with me as I go eat lunch later in the day. You are with me. So the first reason that people are happy, that hear that joyful sound and have responded to that joyful call to worship is because they walk in his presence. God chooses to walk with them. He doesn't save us and then leave us and say, well, I'll be back and check on you in a week or two. He stays with us. Amen. That's something to shout about. Amen. Number two, verse 16 says, they rejoice all day long in your wonderful reputation. Believers are also happy because they rejoice in his wonderful reputation. What is God's reputation? Well, I think God's reputation, first thing that comes to my mind is God is love. God is good. God is merciful. God is gracious. God is faithful. God is powerful. And so on and on and on we could go, all the different things that God is. That's his reputation. He's also not willing that any should what? Perish. That's right. He doesn't want anybody to perish. He loves the sinner and hates the sin. That's another thing God does. That's his reputation. But you know, sometimes God's reputation gets misinterpreted or gets thought of differently. Some people think that all God wants to do is whack you down and slam your soul to hell. And he's just up there waiting for you to step out of line. Man, I'm going to get you. You just mess up one time and I'm going to whack you down. That isn't God. People have a total distorted view of God. They think God's out to get them. When God is out to get them, all right, get them to heaven and be their best friend that sticks closer than a brother, lead them through trials, take them through the testing times, give them joy and peace and happiness and all the things that God says he will do for those who love him. I'm thankful for God's reputation. Is he a God of justice? Yes. Will there be a day when everyone will stand before him to be judged and give account of their lives? Yes. So, yes, he's love and grace and peace and happiness and joy, but he's also a God of justice. There will come a day when we will stand before him. But I want to tell you this. The Lord has done everything. Everybody say everything. The Lord has done everything in his mighty power to demonstrate his love for you and prepare you for that day when you stand before him. He has done everything possible to show you that he loves you and to prepare the way that one day when you stand before God, you can stand there unashamed, and Jesus, in fact, will stand up before you and say, he's mine. Whatever charges the enemy might like to bring against you, whatever things that, you know what, he came to me and he's mine. I stand as his defense attorney. He's mine. He sent Jesus to the cross. Why did he do that? To pay for your sin and to give you life more, what? Abundantly. And when we do sin, the Bible says we will sin. We don't do it intentionally. We don't say, well, I know that I've gotten saved, and so I'm going to go ahead and do this because I know God would forgive me. That's kind of like premeditated. But as humans and in the flesh, we're going to goof up sometimes. We're going to say something or do something we shouldn't. So the Bible says in 1 John chapter 2, in verse 1, it says, my dear children, I am writing this to you so that you will not sin. Okay, he doesn't want us to sin. But if anyone does sin, we have an advocate who pleads our case before the Father. Before the Father. He is Jesus Christ, the one who is truly righteous. He himself is the sacrifice that atones for our sins, and not only our sins, but the sins of all the world. In 1 John 1, 9, just a few verses before, says, but if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. So we have an advocate. We have someone who will stand up with us when we do sin. Sin is simply missing the mark. And as Christians, even though we are trying our best to live for the Lord and serve him, we're sometimes going to miss the mark. But I'm so glad that the Lord says, well, when you do that, come to me. Let's talk about it. Confess it to me, and let's get on down the road. Amen? Amen. Third reason people are happy that have come to worship the Lord is they exult. In second part of verse 16, they exult in your righteousness. They exult. Now, I've heard that word before, but I really didn't know what it meant. I thought, is exult the same thing as exalt? Earlier we sang, I exalt thee. We didn't say, I exalt thee. We said, I exalt thee. So what is the difference between exalt and exult? I have to tell you, I had to look this up. I just thought, well, when it said they exult in your righteousness, it means they must be glad about it or whatever. You know, I thought, what is exult? How many of you know what exult means? Yeah, that's kind of what I thought. It's not a word we don't use very often. We say exalt, but we never say exult. So I looked it up. Now, and this was interesting. I learned something in preparing this message, which is a good thing, huh? It's good if the pastor learns something once in a while. They're different. The two words, exalt and exult, are different. Exalt, like we sang earlier, is to hold someone or something in very high regard, to think or speak very highly of it. So exalting, I really hold the Lord in high regard. I speak highly of the Lord. I exalt the Lord. That's what exalt means. What does exalt, E-X-U-L-T, mean? It means to show or feel elation or jubilation, especially as the result of a success. So we exalt the Lord, and we can exult and feel jubilation and happiness and great joy because of what somebody accomplished and what somebody did. So we exalt the Lord because we think of him in very high regard. We exult in the Lord because we feel great elation and jubilation for what he has done for us. So one means jubilation and joy for what's been done. The other means lifted up and held in high regard. In this verse, it says we exult in God's righteousness. That means we're happy, we're joyful, we're jubilant about God's righteousness. Why are we jubilant about God's righteousness? Because of Jesus' death and resurrection, Jesus' righteousness became whose? Ours. Romans 5:1, therefore, since we have been made right with God, let me do it NLT. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight, by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. We are declared righteous positionally. We are justified. You know what justified means? It means just if I'd never sinned. The Lord looks at you just as if you'd never sinned. You are justified. He's looking through the righteousness of Jesus, through the lens of Jesus' blood. He has declared you, it's a judicial term, he has declared you righteous. Now, are you totally always 100% righteous all the time like Jesus is? No. I've worked around Pastor Phil almost 8 years, and he knows that I'm not always righteous. He thought I was going to say him. But I am righteous in God's sight because of what Jesus did on the cross, because I came and received that free gift. I am looked at as if I'd never sinned. I am looked at through the blood of Jesus. Now that's something to be jubilant about. That's something to exult in, that I am the righteousness of Christ. Amen. That's good. Number four, the next reason why those who hear the joyful call to worship are happy is because God is their glorious strength. They receive his strength. And then it goes on to say, it pleases you to make us strong. It pleases God for him to help us be strong and make us strong people for the Lord. He wants us to be strong. He wants us to be sturdy and strong for the kingdom of God and for his mission in this world. As we draw nigh to him, and we seek him, we receive his strength. You get stronger. The closer you are to him, you get his strength. We feel happy when we're fit, when we're strong, don't we? When you're strong, you feel better. And as we talked about Wednesday evening, when we are weak, He is strong. He is strong. He makes up the difference. Philippians 4:13, I know none of you have ever heard of this verse. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. We know that one about like we know John 3:16, right? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Who strengthens me? Christ. God strengthens His people. And one last thing the psalmist mentions, number 5, in verse 18, our protection comes from the Lord. They enjoy His protection. Just as you as a parent would do everything in your power to protect your children, so the Lord will do everything in His almighty power to protect His children. If somebody was coming around going to attack my kids or my grandkids, I'd be all on them like ticks on a hound dog. That's kind of gross, isn't it? I'd be all over them. But you know what? The Lord is all over our enemies. He knows that we have an adversary. He knows the devil wants to attack us and bring us down and get us off the path. But the Lord says, I'm going to be strong. I like that one song we say, this is how I fight my battles, you know, on my knees. God makes me strong. Just a couple of chapters after where we read this morning for our text is Psalm 91. Listen to this great protection chapter. I'm just going to read all, what is there, 16 verses. So bear with me, but listen to this. Those who live in the shelter of the Most High will find rest in the shadow of the Almighty. This I declare about the Lord. He alone is my refuge, my place of safety. He is my God, and I trust Him. For He will rescue you from every trap and protect you from deadly disease. He will cover you with His feathers. He will shelter you with His wings. His faithful promises are your armor and protection. Do not be afraid of the terrors of the night, nor the arrow that flies in the day. Do not dread the disease that stalks in darkness, nor the disaster that strikes at midday. Though 1,000 fall at your side, though 10,000 are dying around you, these evils will not touch you. Just open your eyes and see how the wicked are punished. If, big word there, if you make the Lord your refuge, if you make the Most High your shelter, no evil will conquer you. No plague will come near your home. For He will order His angels to protect you wherever you go. They will hold you up with their hands so you won't even hurt your foot on a stone. You will trample upon lions and cobras. You will crush fierce lions and serpents under your feet. The Lord says, I will rescue those who love me. Anybody love the Lord today? I will rescue those who love me. I will protect those who trust in my name. When they call on me, I will answer. I will be with them in trouble. I will rescue and honor them. I will reward them with a long life and give them my salvation. Now that about says it all. We enjoy His protection. With God, you can't lose, you win. Amen? Hallelujah. Happy are those who hear the joyful call to worship. One of the things we have to do is spread that call, like that song, spread the tidings around. Let other people know that there is a God who wants to protect them, who strengthens them, who watches over them. Let other people know that God loves them, that God has a plan for them. In conclusion, aren't you so very thankful for the joyful sound of God's grace? Musicians, would you come? The joyful sound of God's grace. I trust you have responded to that joyful call to worship the Lord. If you have not, you have an opportunity today to say, I want to respond to God's call to worship Him. I want to respond to His call on my life. Maybe you're watching by the internet and you don't know the Lord, God is reaching out and talking to you today and say, hey, come into my presence. I have great plans for you. I have a happiness for you. I have eternity for you, regardless of what you might think. God loves you. Father in heaven, I thank you, Lord, for this day. I thank you, Lord, that the joyful call to worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords results in all these things that we talked about today, things that bring us happiness. I thank you, Lord, that you're still sending out that call. I thank you, Lord, that the door of the ark is still open. I thank you, God, that you are still giving time for people to put their faith and their confidence and their trust in you, to be saved, to accept your plan. With heads bowed and eyes closed this morning, maybe you're here today and say, Pastor Steve, I don't really know if I've ever done that. I'm having some troubles, and I really just need to make sure that I've put my trust in the Lord. You know, maybe you've been to church all your life, but you've not really found that relationship with God that he wants you to have. Maybe you've heard the stories, you know the songs and all that, but you would say, I really don't know for sure. I just don't have that happiness, and I want that today. Would you just lift your hand and say, Pastor, pray for me. That's me. I don't know if I know the Lord. Thank you. I see that hand. Anyone else? Anyone else this morning? Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I thank you for these that raised their hand today. Lord, I pray right now that you would speak to their heart, that they would put their faith and their trust in you. I pray, Father God, that you would save them, that you would restore them, that you would heal them, that you would do a miracle in their heart right now. Would everyone stand with me this morning? We're going to do communion in a moment, but I would like to give a chance for altar call. Pastor Phil, would you come down here as well? If you raised your hand or if you need prayer for any other reason, we're going to come back to the communion in just a moment. But if you raised your hand, or maybe you didn't, you raise your hand, but you think, man, I could use some prayer this morning, I want you to come. As the team is going to sing, as they sing this morning, I want you to feel and obey the Lord's call. He puts that on your heart. You felt something this morning. You felt the Holy Spirit touching you and talking to you. Respond to that this morning and let us pray for you. And these altars are open. We're going to come back to communion, but go ahead.
It was my cross you bore so I could live. In the freedom you died for, and now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. And worthy is your name, Jesus, and you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, and worthy is your name. Your goodness. your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted.
Your face is all I seek. Your face is all I see. And when your eyes are on this child, your grace abounds to me. The men who are going to serve communion would come forward. You could be seated for a moment. We'll go ahead and ladies have another song they're going to sing. So go ahead and our communion is open to anyone who's a child of God. You don't have to be a member of this church. But if you love the Lord, we want you to join us. If you'll just hold the element there together, we're going to receive it all at the same time today. I know sometimes we do it differently and ask you to do it on your own, but we're just going to do it together as a body all at once. And so, Father God, as these elements are distributed, we thank you, Lord, for the family of God. And we pray right now, Lord, that your Holy Spirit would minister to each person. Lord, you know, again, just sense in my spirit, you know again right now where everyone is at. And I pray, Father God, that you would just do the work needed in their life. We thank you, God, in Jesus' name, amen.
It was
my cross you bore, so I could live in the freedom you died for. And now my life is yours, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. And worthy is your name, Jesus, and you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, and worthy is your name, Jesus, and you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Stand amazed in your love undeniable. Your grace goes on and on, and I will sing of your goodness forevermore. Worthy is your name, deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, and worthy is your name, Jesus, and you deserve the praise. Worthy is your name, worthy is your name.
Right there, we'll do that bridge after communion. Take your bread in your hand if you would. For I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself. On the night when He was betrayed, the Lord Jesus took some bread and gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it in pieces and said, "This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me." In the same way, He took the cup of wine. Lord, we thank you for this bread that represents your body. Lord, as it is broken, we pray, Lord, that we would remember that your body was broken, that you were pierced, that you were stabbed, you were cursed, you were mocked, you were ridiculed, a crown of thorns was on your head. All because you loved us. And Lord, we remember that tremendous love that you shared for the entire world on that day 2,000 years ago. Today we rejoice in that call to salvation. And today, Lord, we receive this bread in remembrance of you. In Jesus' name, let's receive the bread together. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it. For every time you eat this bread and drink this cup, you are announcing the Lord's death until he comes again." Lord, we thank you for this cup representing your blood. I pray, Lord, that you help us, Lord, to remember that it was your blood that purchased our salvation. Without your blood, there is no remission of sin. So, Lord, we're so thankful for your blood and for the power that's contained therein. We receive this cup today in remembrance of the blood you shed for us. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let's stand and give the Lord praise this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. We praise your name, God. Praise your name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise.
You're the name above all names.
One more time.
Be exalted now in the heavens as your glory fills this place. You alone deserve our praise. You're the name above all names. Worthy is the name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise.
Time.
Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name. Worthy is your name, Jesus. You deserve the praise. Worthy is your name.
Give the Lord a hand of praise. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Rindy, would you dismiss us in prayer?
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for the service that we've had. Father God, I ask that you be with each and every one as they go their way today, Lord, and throughout the week. We will give you glory and honor and praise. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.